Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, you're the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point fingers not at, just whips complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck and throw they wouldn't shoot their weapons. See this mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a soda. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to spell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
and
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Polishing up our act, and if we can have our
one that has a negative vibe. And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Tonight, we have our host in the queue for Black Power Radio. Oh, this is the Black Power and Black Panther Woman's Night of Radio, and we're going to have her to take it away right away. If we are lined up and everybody's queued up, doing what they're supposed to, right in place, we're going to bring it live from Washington, D.C. I'm the Shaky Man, Akbar Abdullah Kareem. And right here, live in Washington, D.C., we have our beloved sister, Sp- Marco Robinson, the host for tonight. How does the black revolutionary man keep his family positive? Assalamu alaikum and black power to our beloved sister. I think Sister Sparkle is in. I think she's in queue. At least she should be. She's live right now on Black Power Radio. But as we keep it moving, she may have it muted, so we got to put in a couple of seconds for the mute button.
I'm your host, Sister Robinson, on Sister Speak Sunday. I'm your revolutionary visionary host where we talk black. Tonight's special guests are General King Rick from Milwaukee, from the original Black Panther Party, the Hawk from the Royalty Panther Party in Chicago. We have Justin Hunt, president of Stand As One activist group from South Carolina. He also doubles as the moderator for the Black Activist Coalition. We have Brother Leon Saunders of the 66th Black Legion in Arizona, Legion of Virginia. However, we call him Sugar Bear. He's also the manager of Armory. Last but not least, we have Brother Azrael LeBeau, National Minister of Defense for the new Black Panther Party, under the direction of Brother Akbar, National Chairman, and he also doubles as the General of the 66th Black Legion in Virginia. Welcome to all. And thank you for giving us a little of your weekend to talk about your revolutionary feelings, being in the vanguard, how you mix the two, being a revolutionary and having your family life with your children. What do you like to do in your spare time? What do you do to unwind? I'd like to go to Brother Justin Hunt first. Brother Hunt, are you there?
You just have to give his first three at least. Maybe the first six digits should get him in, Sister Sparkle.
Okay. I know Brother Hunt is in the queue. He was in the queue. Press one, Brother Hunt.
Let me see. We got Hunt. It could he potentially be? Okay, oh, press it again. Let me see. Tell him to do it again. I saw him at an 8, looked like an 8-4 number. Let me see if I can pull him back.
Looks like an 8-4-3. Let me see.
843, let me try that. Let me get him right up to the queue right here. He pressed it twice, so let's try. See, we can bring Brother Hunt.
Justin,
the 843, Black Power 843.
Black Power, can you hear me?
Yes,
yep.
I can hear you now. Welcome. Thank you so much. We are
thank
so
you.
Happy to have all of you all tonight. Could you tell the audience what is Stand As One activist group? What do you guys do down there in South Carolina?
Cool. Black Power, Black Love, everybody. My name is Justin Hunt. I am the president of Stand As One activist group. We fight a whole lot of different scenarios. We're first for fight against police brutality, fight against racial oppression, and everything like that. Making sure that our people are okay. I'm also the founder and one of the moderators of the South Carolina Black Activist Coalition, which is basically every black activist across the state combined as one so we can support each other. No leader, we just kind of come together to make sure that if it's one city's problem in our state, it's all of our problems. And those are the two roles that I've been handling for the past year and a half.
That's wonderful. I know I was looking at your Facebook page the other day. What did you have going on in the picture? I seen you confronting a police officer or something.
Correct. We've been having a couple issues. The main case we're fighting right now is the King Jamal Sutherland. He was a 31-year-old black king that was in a mental health facility, experiencing a mental health crisis. He, instead of them handling the situation as it should have been through mental health, they sent him to the jail from the jail, he was forced to go to a bond hearing, which resulted in him being tased to death. He was unarmed, and we've been fighting that. What they're trying to do is make us have, quote-unquote, permits for our protests. And they snatched me as well as two other activists for refusing to apply for a permit to use our First Amendment rights. And that's the case that we're dealing with right now, is just making sure that they're not going to get away with murdering a black man who is facing a mental health crisis with no consequences to the officers.
Woo, you
black power.
That is a huge problem in this country.
Your indulgence,
that
please,
is a huge
get your
problem.
Indulgence for just a second. Let me see you right there with me from behind. You know, all of our shows are specially dedicated to our brothers behind the wall. We don't know exactly when they're able to call, how much time they have. But I want to give you the national spokesman, the elected national spokesman of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense from the behind the wall in Pitt County, North Carolina. Assalamu alaikum and black power. Our beloved, the honorable brother, Stephen Biko Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum and black power.
Oh, wow. Black power.
Wa alaikum. Black power. Wa alaikum assalam. Yes, I am the national spokesman for the Black Panther Party. I am incarcerated right now in Pitt County Detention Center in Greenville, North Carolina, on a trumped-up charge, a charge that was devised and planned by the state apparatus as a means by which to stifle the new Black Panther Party's new leadership and their reach within the black community. We had done a lot of work in the state of North Carolina in terms of fighting the police brutality and the unethical practices of police brutality within the state of North Carolina and its surrounding states, Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Delaware. We've been working hard to establish ourselves within these communities to help politicize our people and help get our people a legal education in terms of how to deal with issues of law enforcement, injustice, and the like. Currently, within this facility, we have been faced with having all types of draconian practices, cruel and unusual punishment. We've been faced with mock trials. We've been faced with juries that are not juries of our peers. We've been faced with having our cases dismissed, postponed, eradicated, and still we relinquishing these domiciles, these rulings. What's happening in my case is this. I've had several court dates. I've not been afforded the opportunity to attend either one of the court dates that have been given to me. They appointed a court-appointed attorney to me, and this court-appointed attorney has not seen me since he was appointed as my attorney. I have filed numerous motions before the court, a motion for a speedy trial, a motion for a change of venue, a motion also for a change in jurisdiction, a motion challenging jurisdiction, as a matter of fact, and a motion put before the U.S. District Court in the state of North Carolina, Eastern Division, Raleigh, North Carolina, which the case was just filed and processed. So they're working right now to try to take jurisdiction from the state of North Carolina. But what has been happening is that the attorney that was afforded to me by the court has been going behind me. Every motion I file, he's been withdrawing the motion, not working in my best interest, but working in the interest of the state. And what's happening now is that he is sabotaging every effort that has been made on my part to secure my Sixth Amendment rights, my 14th Amendment rights. And as a result, I filed with the Attorney Grievance Commission in the state of North Carolina and with the American Bar Association. And I filed ineffective assistance to counsel. I've also filed allegations against him for professional turpitude, because he's not acting in the interest of his client, but he's acting in the interest of the state, and he's also revealed certain aspects of my case to the public prior to me even having a hearing. So what's happening in the state of North Carolina is that I'm being tried right now in the public before I even enter the courtroom. We understand what's going on here, because the Panthers are being attacked all over the country. The attacks have been so rapid that they've even reached the U.K. We have political prisoners that have been, we have Black Panthers that have been political prisoners since the 1960s and still locked up. We have Mumia that's locked up. We have Jahlil just came home. We had Abdul Shakur. We have Ed Poindexter. We have Santiago Cole. We have Asada still in exile. You know, we have Matula, right? We have numerous Panthers, you know, that are all over this country in political imprisonment. When we say political imprisonment, some of us, our crimes or the crimes that we are alleged to have committed were not political in nature, but they were politically tried. They were politically administered to us. And the bails that we have been given, listen to this, the bails that we have been given are not bails, but they're ransoms. I'm sitting here on a quarter of $1 million bond, a quarter of $1 million bond. Yet it has been proven, it has been shown that I'm not guilty of anything that they accused me of. The video camera from the establishment shows that I haven't committed any crime. The video shows that I didn't rob any establishment, that I didn't brandish a firearm going in armed robbing an establishment. But the video shows that I wasn't there to talk to the establishment owner about a assault that he committed against another Panther. The irony of this is this. When I went up for the bail hearing, the magistrate here, his name is E.E. Eldridge, a known racist in the state of North Carolina, county of Pitt, Greenville, a known racist, stated to me, I know that you think that you're going back home, but your chance of making it back to Washington, D.C. are slim to none. And this comes from a magistrate. This comes from a magistrate.
Wow.
A judicial
brother,
officer
name
of the
again?
Court.
E.B. Eldridge?
E.E. Eldridge.
Thank you, my brother.
And he stated to me, you may think that the bail is excessive, but the bail is in tune with and in accordance with who you are. What kind of statement is that? This man doesn't know me from Adam, but the bail is in tune with and in accordance with who I am. So he's placing a bail on me based on my political persuasion, based on my political affiliation, based on my national origin, but not based on the crime that I am alleged to have committed. So another individual came behind me that admitted to the magistrate that he had just robbed a place, and the magistrate gave him a $10,000 bond. How is it that you give a man a $10,000 bond who admitted to committing a crime? I have not been found guilty of anything. I've been accused. And the videotape, he watched the videotape right in front of me. And the officer that arrested me said, well, the videotape doesn't show robbery, doesn't show any of that. But the chances of you getting a fair trial and a fair hearing in the county of Pitt, in the state of North Carolina, in the city of Greenville, are slim to none. When this officer walked up to, Stephen Beeman, when he walked up to the van that I was in, when we were pulled over, the imam was sitting beside me in the back. When he walked up to the van, he tapped on the window. I had already had my phone on the window recording him live. He told me to put the window down, so I cracked it. This cracker called me by name. How do you do that? How do you call a man by name that hasn't even rendered to you his identification?
Right.
How do you do that? Unless it was already a carefully thought out planned event.
Planned. It was a setup. Sound like a setup.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So somebody sent me a photograph. I got it a few days ago, a photograph of me at a protest in Elizabeth City. The person that sent the mail to me did not place a return address on it, but they sent me a photograph of me in Elizabeth City protesting the murder of Andrew Brown by police. But this person sent it to me saying that this can help you with your case, hopefully, but chances are it will not. So I'm getting anonymous mail with me protesting, so they know who I am. But before I go any further, I got to do this. Before I go any further, let me say this. Tonight, I don't want this to be about Biko. tonight I want to give tribute and I want to give honor and I want to pay all due respect to the chairwoman of Washington, D.C., Sister Janae Cook. She has been the chairwoman for Washington, D.C., and she has done the work. She has been on the ground. She has been from coast to coast, state to state, and she has done a marvelous work for Washington, D.C. This is the anniversary of her chairmanship.
My.
Yeah.
August the 8th.
Yes, it is.
August the 8th is her anniversary for her chairmanship. So I want to state tonight, in presence of everyone else, that we want her to be recognized as those other women who have stood in the struggle, who have been strong in the struggle, who have been committed to liberation of our people, who have been committed to organizing our people against injustice, the poverty and oppression. We want to recognize her among those other women. And I want to say from the bottom of my heart that I thank you and I appreciate the work that you have done, and I appreciate the work that every woman in this movement, every woman in this struggle has done. And I am appreciative and I am truly grateful for all of the work that you sisters are doing in securing my freedom, the T-shirts, the buttons, the lobbying, the petitions, the affidavits. The y'all brothers don't know, but the sisters are behind the scenes putting in the work. They're backing the imam, and they're putting in the work to secure the freedom of their brother. When Chewy was locked up, it was the sisters who mobilized behind him. When Bobby was locked up, it was the sisters who mobilized behind him. When Eldridge was locked up, it was the sisters who mobilized behind him. When Colin was locked up, it was the sisters who mobilized behind him. So let's not relegate the sisters to a backdoor position. Let's recognize the work that they are doing on a constant and consistent basis to free our political prisoners. The Jericho movement is a movement that was devised by political prisoners that addresses the needs of those brothers and sisters who still languish in prison today under draconian conditions, under the most cruel and unusual conditions. But they are turning U.S. prisons right now into breeding grounds for terror and oppression. We have to be mindful of what we're dealing with here. All right, so in closing, I want to say this. I love each and every one of you, and I thank each and every one of you for the work that you're doing, not just for Stephen Biko, but for the work that you're doing for the entire community, the global community. And I want to send my prayers and things out to Sister Sasha Johnson, who they attempted to assassinate in the U.K., another Panther. So we're in attack, not just in America. We are attacked. We are being attacked all over the world. So recognize the fact that we are at war, and get behind those brothers and sisters who truly have your best interests at heart. Black power.
Black power. Assalamu alaikum.
There are 3 seconds remaining. Allahu Akbar. We
and,
thank
that is brother Biko, who we have been trying very hard to get everybody to sign a petition for, and we're raising money through fundraisers like T-shirts.
If you stay on the line, you.
And that was Brother Biko, our national spokesman, calling from prison, who we have been trying to get you guys to sign the petition, and I know you've seen it online. And I'm just so happy that he called in, and I was going to actually congratulate and celebrate Janae Cook, the chairwoman of Washington, D.C., who is doing an excellent job here. Janae is just a tough cookie. I mean, wherever the maneuver is, Janae is there. I want to tell her thank you. We love you. Keep pushing. We support you. And we're all going to get through this together. Black power. So with
Black
that
power.
Being said, back to Brother Justin Hunt. You were talking about your organization and the activism and how the officer treated this mentally ill person. So is there anything that the community, that we can do to help?
Black power. Basically, we're at war with the city right now. When I say at war, they won't allow us peacefully protest. They tried to tie it in that we need a permit to protest against the same people that are oppressing us, even though it's a First Amendment right.
Right.
they started by snatching me and my cousin, who's a fellow activist. And all they do is threat narratives. They snatch us, throw us in jail, and then they can't stick a charge to us. So we get out, and it's the same narrative. We've actually done permits to the same answer. It's just white supremacy. About 4 days ago, our third leader got snatched for leading a protest. So we're just pretty much at war. We're not going to stop. We know our legal rights. We have a civil lawsuit being filed against the city. The sad part about it, though, is, you know, the city knows that they're guilty because they gave a $10 million settlement to the Sutherland family, but they won't arrest these officers, you know? And I think that
they want to pay us off, and we take the money, and the laws never get paid. The bills never turn into laws. That's the pattern. As long as they know they can buy us, we have to stop taking the money and fight them and fight this government so that they can change these bills into laws. Black power.
Black power.
Thank you, brother.
And like I said, I wish that, you know, I'm still learning, but there were certain individuals, you know, all our people ain't our people, that went to Mama Dylan and told her to take this lawyer and told her to take this money, which put the real freedom fighters kind of back a little bit. I think even she is realizing, you know, that was just a settlement instead of real justice. But we're going to keep fighting. It's a state effort. We're not going to give up. And we're going to make sure that these officers are charged, whether it be a state level or a federal level.
That's right. Black power.
Black power.
We're going to follow up with that story. Do we have any questions from the audience?
Let's see. There's a couple of hands out there. Let me see. Now, did you want to bring any other host or guests before you take your question, or you want to take it right now?
I want to bring in General King Rick, please, from Milwaukee.
Can you give me
Black
his
Panther.
First three? I can see LeBeau's house.
The area code of Milwaukee.
Can you put your hand up by pressing one, King Rick, if you are on the line? Please press one, and I will see you immediately. He's probably in that 414, and we're going to try for it a long shot. We're shooting out probably to Milwaukee and bringing on live here on Black Power Radio. We have King Rick in Milwaukee. Black Power? I'm going to hit that mute on 414-366. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Much love, honor, and respect.
Much love.
To each and every individual who is tuning in today and tonight is Black Power Every Hour. My name is King Rick. I am the leader of the original Black Panthers across the country.
Yeah.
And I have been a Black Panther since the age of 10, starting as a Panther Cub. And I just want to let everyone know, I really don't do interviews like this, but I just wanted to let the people know that I love you, I honor you, and I respect you. And in order for our community to change, we all have to be united together to force the dynamics. And if we don't, it won't change.
That's
no
right.
other way. We must get out here, put our boots to the ground. Excuse me. I get a little emotional when I'm talking about this. I don't usually do these kind of shows, but I just want everybody to know I love you, I honor you, and I respect you.
But
we are Black
Panthers. All the work you do. We definitely do.
Well, Quinn, I'm truly humbled that you would say that. And it's not about me. It's about the people. It's about the community.
Exactly.
Because if our brothers and sisters are hungry, then so am I. If our brothers and sisters are hurting, then so am I.
Yeah.
We are family and we are one. And I'm not a brother that likes to get on social media or blog talks or that kind of thing, but I respect and honor it. I am a man about action because action speaks louder than words. And I want all of our beloved brothers and sisters to know our community is in disarray. And the only ones that can change it is us.
That's right.
We are too black, too strong, to be denied. And I'm going to say this again. We are too black, too strong, to be denied. And I am the type of brother, I am the type of king that is not about rhetoric. I'm about action. We do what we do. We show what we show. And once again, we are too black, too strong, to be denied. And I'm honored and humbled to be allowed to be on this platform with a lot of these strong brothers and sisters that I have much respect for. And before I finish, I just wanted to let everyone know, J. Edgar Hoover developed COINTELPRO, and COINTELPRO is still active today.
Teach, yes.
In every black power movement. It doesn't matter who you are or who you think that you are. We have to understand that there is a war against strong, intelligent black men and black women. America is afraid of us. And when I say America, I mean 3 K's. We live, we die, we pray, we cry. Those days are over. Those days are done. We have to hold America responsible. We also have to hold our own responsible for allowing America to seep its snakehead into our movement. I'm not about preaching. I'm about action. And I'm honored that you would allow me the opportunity to be on here. I'm not a brother that likes to talk. I'm a brother that likes to do. And before I end this conversation, I want everyone to know that I love you, I honor you, and I respect you. But most of all, remember, black is beautiful, black to the future, and I'll be black. All power to the people.
All power to the people. Yes, that's black. General King Brick out of Milwaukee, the original Black Panther Party.
Black power.
Black power.
We're happy to have
Thank you,
on.
King.
Everybody just hold the line for us tonight. It's action-packed. We've got Queen Janae on. We have our beloved brother, the Minister of Defense is on, Brother Ezri L. I mean, just a lineup there all over the country. We got one special guest, and we got to bring it from behind the wall. Abdullah Quick from Rutgers.
You have 1 minute left.
We're going to bring my guy, man. Go ahead, Brother Abdullah. Salaam alaikum, Black Power.
Well, thank you, my salam. Black Power, my brothers and sisters out there. An honor
Black
to be
power.
On the Sisters Night, y'all. Black Power to y'all. How y'all doing? And I want to say, hands off Stephen Biko. We got to get him out. Hands off Stephen Biko.
Yes.
That's right. We got to get him out. And I'm still surviving. I will let you know the day I'll be released soon on Blog Talk, real soon. And I want to give a big greeting to the National Field Marshal Department, Brother Quran, and all those that are on the air right now that listen to me. Black power and all power to the people.
Black power, all power to the people, my brother. Nice to hear your voice tonight.
Yes, thank you very much, sister. Thank you. And thank you, Akbar, for calling me.
Thank you for using
Black
Securus.
Power.
Goodbye.
All
okay,
right.
Black Power. So he only had 1 minute left, but that was Abdullah. Salaam alaikum and Black Power.
All right, Black Power, thank you so much for putting them in on the call.
Israel call or the one out of Janae or Israel?
We'll go ahead and take the chairwoman from Washington, D.C., Sister Janae Cook, who's celebrating her anniversary today. Welcome, welcome. You're on Blog Talk Radio on Sister Speak. How are you doing, my sister?
I am doing well. Thank you so much. I do apologize for being late. I got kind of caught up in what I was doing, but I want to thank everybody.
Goodbye.
And Brother Biko was on the other line. We were having a conversation as well.
No problem.
I just thank you all for the work that you're doing. for speaking on my behalf, Sister Robinson. You don't know how much you mean to me. I love you very much. I mean, I'm just overwhelmed because people take advantage of their positions, but they don't really understand what it takes to be in that position and stay and remain on your post. You know, it's very hard for me going through this process. But I love my people. You know,
yes.
I love Steven. Yes. I miss him. And
yes.
I'm just overwhelmed by everything that's going on. You know, our intention was only to help people, help our black people, and to fight for those who didn't have a voice, to fight for themselves. So it's just a lot to take in, you know, when you know your heart was pure and your intentions were good and you were doing what you would think was the right thing to do, and things like this happen, you know. But we're strong revolutionaries. We're going to keep fighting, you know, fighting for freedom, fighting for poor black, you know, oppressed people all over the world. It's not going to just stop right here at this moment. You know, sometimes you reach these speed bumps in life where you have to recharge and go at this oppressor from a different angle. You know, nobody's looking to blame anybody. Nobody's looking to point fingers. We just want to do things the right way. And I want to thank all of you that are stepping up and walking in your leadership role. Brother Karan, thank you for stepping up as the National Field Marshal. Sheikh Imam Akbar, you know I love you. I protect you with my life, brother. I love you. I love you dearly. No matter if I don't speak to you every day, you know that I love you and I respect you. And I honor your leadership, and I'm going to fight with you, beside you, and for you, no matter what, you know. And I need everybody to just rally around Brother Biko and support those that are reaching out to you on my behalf, because, you know, I just can't. It's so much going on, I can't even think where to go or what to do next. So I have called on my comrades. This is the time when comrades are important, when you're needed, you know, when we need you to be on the front lines fighting for political prisoners. Don't just stop fighting for Biko. Fight for all of them, Malia. Fight for Abdul Shakur. Fight for all of those freedom fighters that are still sitting in prison for 40 years. I've been on the Black is Back Coalition conference call all day long, listening to the political prisoners discuss the things that they went through, 30 years of solitary confinement, being mistreated, beaten, starved to death, deprived of visitation rights, and just tortured just because they love their people. And those that have stood the test of time, they deserve the respect and the honor that they need. So just keep fighting for Stephen Biko. He's a strong man, but I know that I'm his weakness, and I have to be strong, and I have to encourage myself and to stay grounded and so I can get the work done out here that he can't get done in there. But know that we are here for you, brothers and sisters, comrades. We are still fighting for freedom or death, and we mean that here in Washington, D.C. We honor that, the legacy that was given and passed down to us through the Honorable Khalid Muhammad and Hashim Nzinga. There was no disrespect intended to any of them. We just want to do things the right way. I hope that you understand that, comrades. We want to do things the right way, the way that they were intended to be done. And there was no harm intended, no disrespect intended on anybody's part, you know, but harm and direct threats have been sent to me, myself, and to my family. And that's not of God, and I'm just going to leave it in God's hand and let him handle it, because this battle is truly not mine, it's the Lord's. So we're going to stay out here on the battlefield. We're going to keep continue to fight the good fight and fight the good trouble. Okay, so that's freedom or death by power. Brother Azrael, I love you. I may not talk to you every day. Sister Sparkle, I love you. I respect you, Queen, more than anything. You're the only woman that can bring tears to my eyes. So you know I know you're fighting for me. Sister Tamar, I love you. Yes, you guys just keep holding the line. I can't even listen to the radio sometimes because it's my nerves are so distraught. You know, with how much I put effort that I put into this movement, and I want to remember that and remain in that seat and not let anything distract me or destroy me or take me off of my post. So
that's right.
Twelve general orders are in full effect. I'm not going to say any more. I'm just going to say that I love you all, and I respect you, and I thank you for continuing to hold the line. Black power,
and you are more than welcome,
we love
Queen.
This has been declared as the Queen Mother Danae Cook Day all over the universe, and especially here in Washington, D.C., and throughout the diaspora, whatever they want to say it is. I'm just saying to you that you have made a great contribution, a great work, and your husband will be free soon, and we're working on this thing in every way that we can, and we all know that the Free Stephen Biko t-shirts are coming out. We got all of the...
August the 23rd. Get your order in now.
Going.
You're going fast.
Okay, great.
Coming to free our brother from captivity.
Yes.
This is no good, low down, dirty white man that he is in the South. We know who he is, know what he is, and we know how it was set up. Very important at this hour that we keep a strong black fist for black power. So that black fist is what's going to save us. Proper use of the black fist and the proper use, right? Of the right wardrobe at the right time. Black power.
Black power. So I'd like to bring Brother Leroy Saunders on from the 66th Black Legion.
Mm-hmm. You
and we call him Sugar Bear. Are you on the air?
Press one. Love it. Can you hit
press
one?
Press one,
one
Brother
on
Leroy.
I should be able to see him at a 501. We're trying to bring him live. We're pressing it down into trying to pull up 501. You are live on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power Revolutionary and Family.
All right. Black Power.
All right.
Well,
yes, my name
is
Brother
Leroy
Sanders.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for allowing me. Brother Leroy Sanders, a.k.a. Sugar Bear of the National 66 Black Legion National. My title that I hold right now is the National Minister of the Armory. So, I'm the guy with the gadgets and toys, I guess you want to say.
That's right. I have a question for you. Do you think
that
protesting is actually helping us at this point, or is this something that we should be doing different?
Well, that's kind of a slippery slope in a way, because now it helped in occasions, but right now protesting we're doing, I don't care from what angle you look at, they know what they're doing to us, you know, and that's what the enemy is expecting us to just keep doing, the peaceful protest. You know, I'm saying what a lot of other brothers that might not be wanting to say, you know, it's time that we put boots on the ground and stand for our brothers and sisters. Put the cameras down, the iPhones down, and if you see your brother finna expire at the hands of our enemy, our adversaries, step in. I mean, you might have two officers that is whooping the daylights out of someone, and you might have 10 people standing around with their phones looking. Push them off. They can't get all of us. If you push them off, you will allow that brother, that sister, a few more moments to breathe. And yes, they're gonna call back up, but hey, if you can walk away from the situation, walk. If not, it's time for us to stand. Now that's my outlook on it. You know, it's we have been doing too many peaceful protests, and it ain't getting us nowhere.
So Brother Saunders, he ready to fire things up, let some fireworks go.
Well, I'm peaceful. Like, I'm going to tell you what my grandfather always told me, and I was young, I didn't understand until I got older.
Right.
He always made the comment to say that my family won't be the only one crying. You know, right now our adversaries sit up and say, well, at the end of the day, they want to go home. Well, it's time that we as men and women, we want to go home too. So by any means necessary. You got a lot of us out there that will preach that and say by any means necessary, but when they feet is on the fire, look like they just go jump in the fire. I want to cool it off and meet power with power, because we screwed no matter how you look at it. The system is already against us. You know, they always say, well, let the system work for you. How that's been working out for us as a people? You know, the
not
quickest
at all,
way, like the, that's right. Like the brother spoke earlier, you know, they easy to pay us off. Oh, throw them a few crumbs and they'll shut up and go away. I'm tired of the crumbs. It's time to get up there at the table and get the whole plate.
How about that?
And if that's what it takes for us as a people, because right now the system got us against one another. They playing us against one another. This quo and tail pro, yes, it's alive and in full effect. But what they don't understand, and with these new millennial brothers and sisters that is coming on, they got that I don't give a attitude. They are willing to give the ultimate sacrifice. And then we have some senior brothers and sisters that feel the same way. You know, right now, I just witnessed, well, not witnessed, but I watched the news feed from 19-year-old getting murdered in Illinois, where the officer, he had a dispute at a restaurant. Officer came, and you know how the situation go. Well, she drove off with the officer in the passenger side. Now, their argument is, well, she used that car as a weapon. Why is it the first instinct our adversaries have to grab is the instrument of death? You got a taser, you got a nightstick, you got pepper spray. I mean, is that for show other than just going for the instrument of death and start firing on people? Yes. Black people are scared. Well, let's start saying the same thing they code word, I feared for my life, because we are in fear of our life. Every young man, old man, woman, because they're not discriminating against the age. Rather you 86 or 16 to murder you now.
That's right. And
so,
it's sad,
you know,
because when D.C., we have little babies getting killed. We just had a six-year-old girl murdered in a troublesome neighborhood that the D.C. chapter of the New Black Panther Party were already trying to get the liquor store closed at. In addition to that, we've lost, I think it was 2 1-year-olds. Unheard of stuff, just unheard of.
Yes,
so
and I mean we can keep having vigils, and they're gonna bring their spokesperson from the black community that's on our adversary payroll to try to calm things down. You're gonna get, and I'm not knocking the local preachers, you know, that's they hustle. They do what they do, but I'm calling a spade a spade. I'm keeping it 100, as the young folks say. You know, that's
right.
The first thing when there's smoke, they want to run and they want to get the local pastor or parishioner or whoever that have a somewhat good idea of who to speak to in the community to bring the tensions down. It's time to bring the tensions up, because ever there's an issue and they see that we're getting out of hand, as they like to say. They want to go and pay someone off to come in to calm the situation down. Forget that. It's time us as people, start raising more hell. And that's keeping it clean on Black Talk Radio, you know, as I can. You know, I do have a militant heart, always have. My granddad always said, "Well, son, I can't whoop you because of what you did. I'm just going to let you know, hey, you got that mindset, you can change the world. You got to go about it in a certain way." So this is my certain way going about it. About the different toys, as long, you know, and I like to tell our brothers and sisters that can't, I guess, have a firearm in their possession, check out your local laws as far as hunting tools. You have crossbows. You have compound bows. That is the most silent of silence you can get, and accuracy to protect your person, your home invasion. That's my little twist on things.
All right, now. And it's no law on those crossbows, is it?
No, it isn't. You know, I didn't see it
when I looked it up.
That's right. That's the loophole as far as it fall up under fishing game. You can go hunting.
Right.
You can be a felon and go hunting. It's not a firearm. It's not labeled a firearm. So that's something you can look into. I know our topic was on as far as how our brothers deal, you know, with the relationship. Well, I've been married 37 years. My wife,
that is beautiful.
She didn't tolerate me, I guess, for the full 37 years. We have our on and off like any other relationship. But it's one thing I can always say. I've been true to the fact of, I don't care if you my sister, wife, daughter, or next door neighbor. If I see wrong is being done against our black queens, I'm gonna step in and speak. You know, we have too many sisters out here. It's not being protective from white oppression. And look like right now they're going after our black queens, police, or just your regular pink toe running out there wanting to confront our sisters because they don't at that time see a man figure by them. So I want to say to all you brothers out here, if you ever see a sister trying to confront and defend herself against our white oppressors, where they're getting in their face, talking down, whether it's in a store, gas station, or whatever, don't stop and look. Get involved, because that could be your mother, your sister, and your daughter. I will always protect my black queens. I don't have to know you.
That's all right. Black power, that's Black Power King. We appreciate
black
that.
Power.
We appreciate you for that. We need to hear more of that. We definitely need to hear more of that. Do we have Brother Hawk on the line?
Give it to me one more time. Chicago. Is he the 773? Action Press 1.
That's 773. Brother Hawk from Royalty Panthers.
Let me try that out. Brother Hawk, we want to try you at 773. 773-580. You're actually live on Black Power Radio. The Queen Mother D, Sparkle Robinson, right out of Washington, D.C. Are you there with the 773, Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power, Brother Hawk. Welcome. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm blessed. Kaboom, shakalaka. Let me in this bad, shut your mouth. It's an honor to be. It's an honor
Kaboom, shakalaka, cracker. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. It's truly an honor to be amongst you guys sitting at the virtual round table. First, I want to give props out to the ancestors. That's where we come from. And I hope we do honor by representing the best part of them. You know, everything we do come back to the people. Everything we do is supposed to be in the best interest of our people. If it's not, then we're failing, okay? And let me give a shout-out to the sisters. Credit to the sisters for what they have done and continue to do, not just for the black man and the black community and the black family. We honor you, we appreciate you, and we thank all of you for what you have done to represent us men. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, with that said, I'm the commander of the Roar Black Panther Party here in Chicago. We have boots on the ground. We're trying to attack things from a different angle. I wasn't one that was fortunate to be born in the revolution, but the revolution was born inside me. I've been doing this for many, many, many full moons. It was a time when I had one foot in the movement and one foot in the game. I decided I would retire from the game to represent all black people as a whole, not just a few, us all.
All right.
What we're doing, we've been called upon to take a vow word, to give our solemn word, to represent the best interests of our people and to set an example for those who come after us. And the way we do that, we must do that with integrity, revolutionary integrity and etiquette. We lead by an example. All that talking, this and that, anyone can talk. Everybody talks. I agree with King Rick, and I got to say thank you, my brother, for being a walking example for us. You're a great example. And we pay attention to you. And if nothing else, man, I mean this from my heart. We need more brothers like you to do more work and less talk.
Huh.
Mm.
Black power? Black power?
Black power.
Come on now. Come on now. Y'all come on with me now. Let's do this. All right? Now,
all right.
What we doing here in Chicago, we're trying to attack things from a different dimension. We have the blueprints that's handed down from those who came before us. We already have it. All we got to do is utilize the knowledge that we have. We're trying to attack things from a social issue to find a way to find it, put it in a political platform so we can present it to those who sit at the top. Just like they saying that we need a communication between the cops, the police, and the community, we need that same access to the White House. We need to cut the yellow tape out, right? Because Bobby Seale and Huey P. Newton, they set an example, run for office. Run for office. If you want to change something, we fighting on many fronts. We got many arms of the octopus. We got to fight in the justice system. We got to have boots on the ground. We got to make sure we got shelter. We got to get land. If we don't have land, we wasting our time.
Yeah.
Everything comes deep. Well, we got to be self-sufficient. If we're not self-sufficient, if we keep letting them feed us, if they feed us, they're going to mislead us.
Hmm.
That's right.
So
and,
we
and,
out
you know,
here. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Goddess.
No, go ahead, King. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
And so what we're trying to do last Saturday, what we did, we went to a Logan's prison. It's a woman prison here in Illinois. And we went out there to rally for inhumane conditions in the House of Fallen Cars, the metal Rubik's Cube. Some of the most worstest tragedies happened there inside that prison. I was in there, trust and believe. When people talk, I hear people talking, they talk a good game, they toss names. But I'm the real deal. I actually been in the last E-house in Stateville prison, every major maximum security prison in the state of Illinois. If you call somebody name, who was somebody, I'll give you more details than the average person that's talking that talk. For an example, I tell you that Larry Hoover was in cell 128. Don Booney Black was in 228. Richard Speck, who killed the 11 nurses in Chicago back in the 70s, I know him too. What we have to do, what they taught us, was real gangsters sit in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no gangsters.
Right.
These cartoon gangsters. See, we playing a game that we haven't even mastered yet. And you're going to lose because the deck is stacked with 13 jokers. 12 white jurors and a judge, the black man stand a half-ass chance with justice.
Ooh, teach.
You understand what I'm saying to you? We playing a
yes.
game. We playing a game that we can't win because we're not unified. My mission from the ancestors is to build coalitions and alliances around this country for the betterment of black people. No big me, no little you. Who cares about all that commander chief? It's not about that. We have made progress since 2021, and they're not giving us credit for the movement since George Floyd, us uniting without a Farrakhan, without Al Sharpton, without these people. We are doing this shit, and we got to keep on keeping on.
That's right.
And for the brother Biko, we know about you, brother. Our prayers go out, our heart go out to you. We stand with you and by you. And I think we need to do this. I'm not the smartest cookie in the jar, but we have to bring some new ideas to the table. If we got 3,000 revolutionaries across this country, I know $5 is a lot if you don't have it. $20 is a lot if you don't have it. If every revolutionary took $20 and applied to Brother Biko fund, that's enough to do what it needs to do. Just everybody wants $20 bill.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying to you? And we keep moving the envelope. We keep moving the envelope and get all our brothers because they are political prisoners. This is not a cartoon. It's not the Flintstones. This is not the Flintstones. This is real life. This is people's life that's putting their life on the line for us. We owe them that. The ancestors accepted that us, man.
Then why,
how can we say we about that? But we leave no man left behind? Come on.
All right.
And we can't sign a petition. We can't even sign a petition. Talk less of $20. I have 17 names on the petition. 17. I have over near 500 people on my Facebook page.
It's a new day, Goddess. It's a new day. It's a new day. And it starts.
We can't make something around.
We got one. If we got one person. If the word says if it's enough for one, it's enough for two. If it's enough for two, it's enough for four. You understand
right.
me? We can make it. We're going to make it happen. That's the loser attitude to say we won't do it. We the greatest of the great. These people know exactly what they're doing to us. We became westernized. They done took our black power from us and switched the script. They got us talking about we kings and queens. I mean, with all due respect, that's a term of endearment. It's really a tournament. We're not kings and queens. We are gods and goddesses. We are creators. We give life to something. We come from the black woman, a universal existence, into enlightenment. We are the best of mankind. We are the civilized. They are the uncivilized. That's teaching us how to be uncivilized. It's a new day in the revolution. All power to the people.
Yes,
we won't stop. And we're going to pull together. No division. A house divided against itself will surely fall.
Yeah.
We are all leaders. Each one of us, we are teachers. We're the first teachers of human civilization, are the parents. We know how to lead. Let's lead by an example. All the division, no more of that. No big me, little you. Wherever you come from, whatever planet, wherever you at, it's about black people. It comes back to the roots of us. It all come back to the roots for a better tomorrow for those who come after us. Black power, black power, black power. I'm honored to be here and hope one day I see you guys to put boots on the ground.
Black power.
Black
power.
Black power. Thank you so much, Brother Hulk. Thank you. And we'll be touching bases to make that happen.
We're going to make it happen. It got to happen and it will happen.
It will. It has to. Thank you so much. My last but
we have to have morale. It's what we need with all our comrades. And if we don't have that, we can't even pass first base. Every comrade is very precious to this movement. There is no big thing to you. I wouldn't care if you were a car mechanic. I don't care if you was a dope thing. Every life is precious in this moment. Until the commander lead by an example, we're going to fail. Because that morale has to be passed down, trickled down. And we find out what our comrades specialize, because we all specialize in something. We got to find the niche. How do you find out? Sit down and talk to them. They need a ride to a doctor for a physical. That's our job responsibility to get our comrades to that physical. They need a job.
Right.
We pull it close. Give them a job. Give them a
home. That's what unity is. Yes.
That's the black way. That's the way of the ancestors. Not to talk about each other. Not to beat each other down. The white man done that. Hit us in this bad shelter, your mom. We back and we ain't turning back. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. That's from the heart of Chicago.
Black power.
And
we're saying that if you want a question to answer, you got to hold on for one more comrade that's coming out of Washington, D.C., and our National Minister of Defense is on the line. And I'm asking the press one. If anybody meet him, asking the press one over there, and we're going to try to bring him live. He's the press one if we can get the...
Yes, Brother Israel.
Yes, okay, I think he just shot out. Okay. Just shout out to all the other comrades. Let me start to go and pick him up now. We got to find him. You got to track him, T-R-A-C-K, and you got to trap him, and then eventually you got to lock him. If we got him locked in, and then we're going to work on bringing it live right here in Washington, D.C. We're going to bring it live with our National Minister of Defense. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power, Brother Azriel, National Minister of Defense. Black Power.
Black power.
Freedom of death, black unity, black strength, black
freedom
honor,
death,
black,
freedom
power.
Of death, black power.
Black
power.
Black
power.
Black supremacy. See, we have to step away from being afraid.
Can
to
we
use
put
the word.
Our phones on mute, please? Thank you.
We have to step away from being afraid to use those two words, sovereignty and supremacy, because today at this point of time, that is what's needed. We have done everything else. We have marched. We have protested. We have stayed indoors. We have been compliant with the laws of the land in hopes of being recognized and treated fairly and equally, but now no longer. I'd like to give a special, special, special shout out to the Queen Mother of D.C., my sister, my beloved Janae. We have been through it. We have been on the phone, late night conversations, you know, trying to make sure that everything is good. Hey, look, she is most definitely a revolutionary sister to the very definition of the word. As well as you, Sister Sparkle, you know, you and I, we talk, you know, the love is there. 100%, the work you do behind the scenes is unmatched and unequal, sister, and there can be no other. We appreciate everything that you are doing.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate that.
Most definitely, most definitely. For the brothers and sisters, the comrades behind the wall who have paid one of the ultimate sacrifices for the people and for this revolution. My heart is with you every step of the way. I know what it's like to be detained, to be arrested, to be held unjustifiably on trumped up charges. I'm facing a case myself. So I'm right there with you. My love and my heart, my honor and my respect goes out to every single comrade and every single demonstrator and protester who has gone through this struggle of being unjustly detained and locked up. One of the steps that we need to utilize in our ongoing struggle with this Just Us system is start taking our fight to the Justice Department of the land.
Yes.
That is a step that is often ignored or incomplete because it's simply not known. But that's one of the steps that we need to really, really, really utilize and go through with. The Justice Department, nationally, from a national level, they don't give a damn about townships. They don't give a damn about stateships. When you get to the federal level, everyone is held accountable, and that's where we need to start taking this fight. And like I say, man, this revolution, they will always be the revolution in freedom and justice for what we fight on. All I can say is keep the faith and keep the fight. We have to step away from this.
Thank you so much. Yes.
We have to stay away from this devil and separate from this devil by all means. I love what the brother said earlier about relying on this white man too much. And that's exactly what we have allowed him to do. We have given him leadership. In fact, Marcus Garvey said any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you. And that's exactly what has been happening for the past 500-600 years. We were enslaved by this white devil. We were enslaved by these coons. We were enslaved by many, and yet we have still to get free. See, there is two types of enslavement. There is being enslaved or being a slave, and then being enslaved. To be a slave is the physical aspect. To be enslaved is the mental aspect. You could be free all day physically, but if you're still enslaved mentally, you are still a slave to this society.
Woo,
we have to stand up, black people. We have to stand up. We have to unite as one. I don't care whether you're in the Dominican Republic. I don't care if you're in the UK. I don't give a damn if you're in Jamaica. I don't care if you're in the motherland. We all need to unite. Again, Marcus Garvey said, because the Jew is held by his religion, the white races, by the assumption of the unwritten law of superiority, the Mongolians is held together by the precious tie of blood. Likewise, the black man must unite as one grand racial hierarchy. Our union must know no clime, no nationality, but let us hold together in every country, in every clime, making a racial empire on which the sun shall never set. And that's what where we need to be now. Forget all the constant beefing, the animosity towards each other, the backbiting, the combat liberalism, all that needs to stop, because at the end of the day, we are all black, and we all going to be in this man's white eyes, dead or in locked up. I don't care what you believe in. Just like Brother Malcolm said, it doesn't matter your religion. It doesn't matter if you're Christian or non-Muslim. It doesn't matter if you are Republican or Democrat. None of these things matter. The only thing matters is that we are black at the end of the day, and that's why we suffer the treatment at the hand of this devil that we face. My question to the audience is, when are we going to stand up? When are we going to put everything behind? What we need to realize is that there is a bitterness and an anger towards black people for not allowing ourselves to remain in slavery so that white people could feel privileged. We need to understand these things. In fact, white privilege is a religion. You really have to look at it. White privilege is the only religion that is not a religion. However, it's the most powerful religion on the planet, because these white supremacists, these people who co-sign to white privilege, they're all about the same thing. They follow it as if it was a cult. And that's exactly what it is. And until we get on the same page and treat this black power like a religion, this black sovereignty like a religion, this black unity like a religion, and follow it the way we follow the white man's religion, they will always have the upper hand until we come to that realization. Black power?
Black power.
See, we have to understand that when the white man When the white man came to Africa, he didn't come to Africa physically. He came spiritually to get us to embrace their faith system. Once we embraced their faith system, they brought in the teachers with the indoctrination. So when they had us, and then they had us indoctrinated through education to enslave us physically, was easy. And to this day, it's the same thing. You telling me we can't have black schools that teach our children just as good as white schools and teach them the truth?
That's
you
right.
Telling me that we can't, with all of our queens who are on the front line of these many jobs that we have today, these queens that work in the hospitals, these queens that work behind the lab coat, you telling me that we can't separate from this devil in the medical field? Somebody put a bug in my ear. They said that the medical field to the black woman is what the law enforcement is to black men. And it took me a while to actually understand that, but that is absolutely correct. The medical field treats our sisters, our queens, our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, our aunts, the way the law enforcement and the justice system treats our fathers, our sons, our kings, our uncles. It's the same thing on a different level. So that's why I say, black people, let's stop all the nonsense and come together. We have more important things to worry about than clout, than ego, than who can do what better. Let's just come together as one, pull all of our resources, educate, and completely separate. Hell, I'm in favor for separation. Let's get back to segregation, because when we were segregated, we were better off. We had our own hospitals. We had our own schools. We had our own grocery stores. We had our own everything, and there was no need to deal with this white devil. And until we get back to that, we will still be in the same predicament, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. So come on, black folks. Somebody holler black at me.
Black power. I'm hearing a lot of takeaways tonight. I'm hearing, you know, we are here for the people. I'm hearing unity. I'm hearing we need to get the Justice Department straight. We need to get the laws together. We have the answers. It's like we know the direction we should be going in. But what in the world? What is it really going to take? What is it going to take? I mean, I know we all sit down and have the same thought. I know I do every day. I'm always thinking, what is it going to take for us to be respected? What is it going to take for us to have some land? What is it going to take for our little black kids to be able to run around and play without getting shot in the head in Southeast D.C. in Ward 8? What is it going to take? You know, and Brother Hawk in Chicago touched on the unity and the camaraderie and being excited. We sound tired. We sound dead and drained. We have to pick it up. We have to get our momentum back, our energy back. When we talking to people, we need to enunciate and let people know that we're really passionate about what we're doing and what we're saying, and we mean it. And we are here. We are the vanguard for the people. We have to let people know that. We have to show them that. Not by talking, like King Rick said, by doing. I can show you better than I can tell you is what my mother always said. Okay?
Black
so
power.
We have to get back there. If you're going to be a vanguard, you need to act like a vanguard. All this separatism and all this stuff, there is no separate. Nothing in the new Black Panther Party. We are one. I don't care who you under. We are all brothers and sisters. We're going to fuss and fight
Black
sometimes,
power.
But at the end of the day, we are one. Whether you like it or not, we are one. You hurt one, you hurt all. You test one, you testing all. We all coming. Believe that.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And I want to say to my little sister, Janae Cook, it's your night, sweetheart. I know you feel overwhelmed, but I'm proud of you. Keep pushing. We love you,
sis.
We are behind you. We are going
100.
To get Nico out of that daggone prison if I have to come up out the house. We going down there, and we going to raise some noise. We're going to look at these laws for the right to assemble. We're going to be ready for everything. So all I can say to everybody that came on the line tonight, I am humbled. I am touched. I have tears in my eyes because I've been waiting for this moment for us to come together as revolutionaries and fight together. And tonight has given me hope. I really believe that there is yet hope for all of us. And we have to be able to spot and identify this daggone COINTEL Pro and get rid of these people in our formations that's trying to sabotage us. And stop playing.
Black power.
And if you're not here to do
the
work, move out the way. That's where I'm at with it. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Let me answer your question real quick. You posed a very important question, and it's a question that we who call ourselves revolutionaries, it's a two-part question. What is it going to take that you ask? What is it going to take? First of all, we say that this is a revolution, correct? We call ourselves revolutionaries. But like Malcolm said in his speech to the grassroots, first you have to know what revolution is. You have to know the cause of revolution, the purpose of revolution, what a revolution is and why a revolution is and why it's carried out and how it's carried out. See, everybody loves to call ourselves revolutionaries until it's time to be revolutionary shit. Excuse my French. But then we have to realize that a revolution has two bases, liberation and freedom and land. Those are the two causes of revolution. And if you don't have freedom and you don't have the land, you don't have revolution. But we must also realize that revolution is bloodshed. We have to realize that revolution is uncompromising. Revolution is like a whirlwind. Revolution is like a hurricane or a storm uncontained. And it sweeps away anything that stands in its way. And that's how we have to handle our oppressor and this enemy, be they from the snow chimps or ice crickets, the snow monkeys, or be it from those who look like us. That is how we get this revolution topic. Holla black at me.
Black power.
Black power.
Taking a lick at the stick and try that one out. I know we got some energy coming out of Chicago, man. I want to honor that energy. I don't want to let him off the hook. 773, I know you got some skill after all you've heard, Brother Hawk out of Chicago, dropping like it's hot.
Yeah, if I could say something, let me say this right here, because I want to comment, because it's supposed to be about the black power, black unity, and how we balance everything out. I really want to say this for the comrades. It's very, very important that we attack things a little different. You know, we're not trying to put down anything that came before us because we come from that very thing. But we have to make black power cool. We got to make black power hip. We can't make it all you're on a razor blade. We have to make it so the people know this is serious, serious, serious business. But at the same time, we do dance. We do like to roller skate. We do have families. We are human beings. We have to put the human face on this thing because we want everybody, not just a few. You understand? We want the intellectual. We want a think tank. We want technology. We want everything. Everything that we need to do to make our movement right, we have to add that. And so we have to come back to those roots of things. It's okay to open doors for black women.
Right.
It's okay to love black women. It's nothing wrong with being loyal to one black woman. You understand what I'm saying? If you let your little head beat your big head out, we're going to be misled every time. When the enemy comes, how you think he coming? He ain't coming with police written on his head. He coming for your weakness. He's going to tap into your weakness.
Yeah.
And if your little head is your weakness, you done fell off. The story of Samson and Goliath, the strength was in his hair. The moral of the story, the strength was in his heart. That's why when she cut his lock off, he got his strength back. She thought she knew his weakness, but she really didn't. Do y'all hear what I'm saying to you? Without these sisters, without these guys, we're not going to make it. They've been leading the revolution. It's up to us to get. We owe them. We owe the sisters to protect them, to provide for them, to show them a new day. It's okay to put your royal revolutionary uniform on, but what about put your black suit on? She deserves that. We deserve that. We need to go out and have a good time, too, because we're working all day. So it's okay to be black power, black power, black power. Black is beautiful and white is sweet. Black is something that white can't beat. It's okay. We got to make that shit coolie high again. Because people look at it like we all tough and, you know, we screaming. We do that shit, too. We do that, too. But we go to basketball games. We take our sons to football games. And it's getting lost in the revolution. They got us peeing like we robots, we androids. They don't have fun. They too stiff. No, we have a lot of fun. You just don't know. And we got to spread that black love, that black unity. We have to spread it because it comes in many shapes and sizes and forms. It's supposed to be a powerful movement, a dedicated movement. We have to take care of our women and our children. There's no way we'll make it without
that's right,
that.
That's right.
So when the thing is based on that, it's okay. I mean, really, it's okay to be cool. It's more to us than what the media see. They got us painted like, man, we the worst of mankind. But you know how that goes. That's the overlay for the underlay, right? They really inferior. They want to seem as superior, but they really inferior. So you switch script on us, man, and having people think we animalistic. They don't know how to love their women. They don't treat their women right. So we got to bring it back to the roots. It's okay to open the door for all sisters. It's okay to look at a sister, see a beautiful sister. I ain't saying lusting at a sister. Know the difference between looking at somebody, admiring them. You got brothers out here got their stuff together. It's okay to tell a brother you love him. That ain't no weak, gay-ass shit to tell you I love you, comrade. That's some real stuff. Until we come
That's
back
right.
to that, man.
That's right.
Until we come
I
back to
a...
those things. We'll be lost, a lost people. You got it, guys.
Yes.
Take the floor.
That's right. I really appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate everybody on this call tonight. We have Justin Hunt from South Carolina wants to come back on the line. Justin Hunt with Stand As One from South Carolina.
Can you guys hear me? Test, test.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, we can hear you, my brother.
Black power.
Black
power. Black power.
Black power.
Woo, where do I start? So first, it's an honor to be here as a younger revolutionary. I just want to pay my respects to King Rick, the Queen Jenny, and the King Biko. I've been watching you guys. I've talked to you guys. From a younger revolutionary standpoint, I want to show my respect for the fight that you paved the way for. And I'll just start with that. I've heard a lot of conversations, and I definitely – agree with everything that's going on, and I can just tell you kind of from my state on what I think it's going to take for our people to be liberated. Number one, we say unity, but it has to be a different type of unity. And no disrespect to anyone. I'm a pastor's kid myself. My dad is a preacher. I'm not dependent on the church to save my people. I'm not dependent on the NAACP to save my people. I'm not dependent on a National Action Network to save my people. All those operations have been kind of whitewashed. It is truly going to take the revolutionaries to bring change, to uplift our people, our communities, ourselves, to operate on our own. And noticed someone said about back in the day. Back in the day, they operated on their own. Someone mentioned segregation. And though we weren't equipped with the equal resources, we still did it. And we've kind of been torn away from that. We'll give our dollars to anybody and everyone and not care about the black business. So it's going to take the revolutionaries. However, we have to unite. And when I say we have to unite, it can't just be talking. I personally, being one of the moderators in the South Carolina Coalition, I'm going to tell you straight out, I've dealt with my people in my state disagreeing, whether it's religion, political beliefs, everything. And what I did is I sat every one of them down, and I said, at the end of the day, you're still black. And at the end of the day, your people still need you. So we got to put all these differences aside and come together. The population of America, black America, is bigger than Ghana. We're literally a country within a country. If we could somehow unite all of our resources, we could operate as our own country. But it's going to take every state uniting that way, every state putting differences aside, every state saying we're going to stand together as a people. And I believe if we get to that point, change will truly come. And I know that the fight won't be over in my lifetime, but I pray by the time that the ancestors call me home, at least South Carolina has that much done to where if it's one black person's problem, it's all of our problem. That's just my thoughts on
all right, ma'am. Thank you. That's right. Peace. Black power, little brother. Black power.
We appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
And you mentioned something that was on my mind. I was posting something on Facebook. I think it was last year. It was an article that I read, and I think it was like 19 people had put their money together to purchase land and things of that nature. It was 19 of us that put our money together and purchased some land. And we were looking at land, Sister Janae and I, at one time. And I don't know what happened. I think we couldn't get people to join in with us. But that's something we need to put back out here. You know, with all of us, if we can just unite and come together and start doing positive things like purchasing land and growing our own fruit and vegetables and things of that nature, owning our own grocery stores. We need our own grocery stores, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have to be large at first. It don't even have to be any meat in there. Let's start with some produce. And then I work our way to that, you know. It's a whole lot of things we need to do economically as a people once we can get the unity part together, you know. And again, COINTELPRO, I'm glad everybody brought that up. COINTELPRO, watch out. Watch out. Know who your star players are. Know who they are. But we need to unify. We need to unify. We need some new energy in these formations. We need some new energy, some positive energy. And with that being said, I'm bringing Sister Janae Cook back on the line. She would like to say something to Queen Mother from D.C. Janae, you're on Black Power Radio.
All right, Black Power, y'all. Amazing that we're having this conversation, because what I've been doing in my absence is I have been working on community program development for the new Black Panther Party. I am working currently with the Montu Gun Club founder, Brother Rico, in Roanoke, Virginia. Brother Rico has the Montu Housing Development Program. He has the grant money. He's getting ready to buy about 13 acres of land. He's offering housing. You hear me? Somebody need to mute their phone. This is important. He is offering housing for anybody who needs a stable home. This means we have housing within the new Black Panther Party. If you are homeless or facing homelessness, next year he is going to offer this housing program to all members of the New Black Panther Party. The monthly rent is only $550 a month. This is for a one-bedroom or a two-bedroom container home, I believe the tiny home. He has purchased the land. The only thing, and it's going to be solar powered. You won't have to worry about an electricity bill. We're looking into getting well water dug. I mean, we are really developing concrete programs for the members of the New Black Panther Party. So, Sister Sparkle, we still are working on that project, you know, and but now we are at the forefront where we need the Panthers to support this project, and we need to get the word out to the people that we have this available for them.
Give us some literature, and we'll start circulating it. You give us some literature, and we'll start circulating it, so we'll already have the people together by the time the property is built.
I'm going to I'll have all of that in Tulsa in September, because I believe Brother Rico is going to try to come to Tulsa to the meeting so we can offer these programs to the members of the New Black Panther Party. So if you have not made your arrangements to come to Tulsa, then you need to do so, because this is a very important meeting. We're going to, you know, represent for Queen Mother Pam, but we're going to also be talking with the Panthers that are interested in getting these community programs developed. We're also working with the Black Sustainability Coalition. If you have not received that information from me yet, then please inbox me or email me and let me know that you're interested. The Black Sustainability Coalition is, they have agricultural plans where we're going to be working from farm to table, because in a minute, y'all, they're going to shut down these grocery stores. We are not going to be able to feed our families. But we, as the New Black Panther Party, are jumping in the produce game where we can get black farmers to give us produce and sell us produce and things and bring it directly to the people in the New Black Panther Party to distribute it throughout our communities. Do you hear me? We are not playing. We don't have time to sit around and say who's going to be in charge. We are doing the work here in the New Black Panther Party, Black Power. We are offering these programs to feed our people. We are working on so many different projects. That's why I said I'm overwhelmed, because we had plans in place. You know, we can't let these little distractions deter us from the things that are important for our people. So we are definitely working on that land plan. Keep that in mind. You got to have your deposit in before January the 1st. The deposit is like $1,500 as far as the housing goes, and it's $550 a month. You got to have $550 down by January the 1st, 2021. That's for your container home. If you donate to the Montu Gun Club, $5, $20, whatever, you will be in the running to receive a free container home. That's the thing. So if you see me share that Montu Gun Club fundraiser, send him some money, send him some funding or whatever, so you can get your name in the hat. Get a free container home. He's buying them by the bulk. He's buying like 15 homes at one time. You understand what I'm saying? This is how we rocking with the New Black Panther Party. They're going to put this, they're going to put it together, put it on land. All thing you have to do is furnish it. And he's even got stoves. He's buying stoves and refrigerators and all that stuff to make this a housing development project. It's going to be in a secluded area where we're all going to be neighbors. I have one already. And we're going to offer this to the other people in the party. We're going to have more details, but just be thinking in mind that you need to get with me. You need to get with the New Black Panther Party Community Programs Development Project and get on board with the housing development, as well as get involved with the Black Sustainability Project. where you have access to people who are in the agricultural department. These are professionals. There's over 2,300 different people that are professionals that are working with grassroots community organizations like the New Black Panther Party that can reach the masses. Okay, this is a global effort. This is not just about D.C. This ain't just about Tulsa. This ain't just about Spartanburg, South Carolina. This is about all of us together, pulling together to help sustain life for black people. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's very important and very imperative that we be about our father's vision, that we educate and support each other in our efforts. You know, we can't muck around screaming black power and not using it. Do you understand? That's one
black
thing
power.
That Shaky Ma'am taught me. You can, it ain't black power if you don't use it. So we're going to use
That's
our
right.
black power, and we're going to house our people. So start getting people that are struggling with homelessness. You need to get with me. There's a lot of homeless revolutionaries out here. Let's be real. A lot of us are broke. A lot of us don't have money like that. You can afford $550 a month. We will make it where you can afford $550 a month to pay your rent with. You know, that's unheard of in the United States nowadays. But this
sure.
is for the amount of rent that he is going to be charging, amount of, you know, space where you would call something that you can call home. You know, people are downsizing now. You don't need a big mansion anymore. You need a small space. You need to be more efficient. You need a refrigerator, a stove, and a bed, and a seating area. That's all you need to sustain your life, you know. So this is what we're working on. This is what I'm working on behind the scenes while I've dropped out of the public eye for a minute to just work on the program, you know, and to really just be in the position where when people start asking me questions and they're you know, they want the help, that I will be able to direct you right to the people that can help you and get you on your way to sustainability. That's what this is about. And definitely get with and research the Black Sustainability Coalition. We have a meeting coming up, I think it's August the 12th. I'm a new member, but we hold things called house parties, where if you have ideas and you need those ideas to be launched, you can come and have and be a part of this house party with people that are doing the same thing that you're doing and pitch your ideas to them, and they have the money. They have the funding. Do you hear me? They have the funding, and it's available. It's there. You don't have to go through hoops to get it. They will crowdfund for you. They will put your idea on a platform and make it happen. I have seen it with my own two eyes. And it works, okay? It works for us. This is what we have got to get back to, the Kuji Chagalia, the working cooperatively together, okay? The Umoja, all of those things that we learned during Kwanzaa, we need to practice them daily, not just one week out of the year. You understand what I'm saying? It is crunch time. Remember, we keep saying what they are doing, but remember, we taught them how to do this. Black power. And we forgot that we taught them how to sustain and how to survive. And but we have lost our way. And we have got to go back and Sankofa and return to the ways of our ancestors and pull together. We have to what we call Shaky Ma'am Harambe. The Harambe. Harambe. Harambe, you know, boom, shakalaka-laka-laka. Harambe, we have got to pull together.
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. So if
they
anybody
on the front
wants
line.
This information, get it from you? Because I'm going to do a follow-up.
Yes, we're not ready.
Okay.
We're not ready to send out anything. I'm just letting you know. I kind of let the cat out the bag, but I have to let y'all know that we are working on these programs. You know what I'm saying? Like brother Rico already has everything laid out. All you need is people to put their money down, put their deposits down, He will send you a blueprint, everything. He got it all laid out. Okay? We just got
all right, that sounds good. That sounds really good, and I'm happy to hear that. I'm really happy. So I know I'm going to tell my family about it.
It's time to get out of these cities. If we can afford to leave, we need to go. And because the power is going to go out, y'all. Let's just be real. The power is going to go out. We're going to have to learn how to live off the land. We're going to learn how. We're going to have to learn how to farm. We're going to have to learn how to plant. And all of those things are important in the future. So we need to be ahead of the game and not behind. Okay.
That's
Black
right.
Power.
That's right.
All right.
Thank
Black power, y'all.
Black power.
No problem.
Yes.
Black power, y'all.
And again,
I'm the chairwoman of DC.
She just keeps bringing it and bringing it and bringing it. She never stopped working. You just never know what she's going to come up with. And we love her for that.
Okay.
And we thank you so much. Do we want to hear? Do King General Rick want to come back on, or is he gone?
Do we have any questions from the audience? Put a footnote. I need a couple of footnotes here on Roanoke, Virginia, on Hancock, Georgia, and Alto, Texas. Those three places are known that they are blacks independent from the system. They are small communities of blacks that have stepped away from in parts of Virginia. They're parts of we call it Hancock, Georgia, with Brother Farouk. He's been on the show. We'll bring him back. And in Alto, Texas, there are some other small black communities in Alabama, Mississippi, and some other spots. But we will get them known to you, as well as the Nat Turner land and the Harriet Tubman land and Pocahontas Island. And those are more or less in the mid-Atlantic region. But know that there are ways of independence. You want to escape from just the assimilation into the white man's system, then there are ways. You're looking for a way. Just keep plugging at Black Power Radio. Keep plugging at the new Black Pastor Power. And we will show you a way. We will make a way out of no way. And we don't have to be a slave to this system real life. And we also have our branches out in Africa. And as you say, in London, England, our faith is with our beloved sister in UK, Sister Shasta Johnson. I hope you
Sasha
that
Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Sasha
Johnson.
And she's been also a guest here at Black Power Radio a few times, and we're going to have her back. And we just want you to know that, again, the Black Panther's under attack. We must free our brother Stephen Biko. We will be black on the airways. As you know, Sunday money, 8 p.m., that's the Eastern Standard Time, and you can roll with us. We do be rolling, and we'll get right back to Sparkle. That was just a little slick commercial there to give y'all some idea that we're on that land thing. We own it. I'm just telling you right now, and we'll be getting our training grounds as well immediately, and so we just want you to know that you're in the right place at the right time to take your freedom back from a vicious, no good, low down, a filthy white man that would do this to black people and then go out and say you got a great nation. There ain't no great nation that's working on the backs of black people, that's denying us justice in the court and talk about something great. You can't do nothing great until we free every black man said that none of us are Frederick Douglass until all of us are black power.
Black power. So do we have any questions from the audience at this time?
Let's see what we got here. I saw a few out there. I don't know if they disappeared on me, but we had a few. Although they're black, we're black, so we can hit it. We got about three or four. I saw the National Field Marshal out there as well. There's a bunch of them rolling. Oh, yeah, there is a bunch of them. got hit Black Lightning now. I guess he's there at 301 Field Marshal and 864 about 5 questions. Come on, Black Power, Black Power at 301-682. You're actually live here on Black Power Radio. I see his light, but are you muted out, beloved? We got 301-682.
Oh, I was muted out. I was muted out. Give thanks.
You already know, you very
you
well.
Know how I am.
Black Power.
Yes,
Black
Lord.
Power.
Black Power. I hear all my beloved out there. We got Brother Azrael, our national minister of defense, minister of destruction, if he have to do that, you know. He ain't got no problem with it. And Sister Sparkle, I hear you holding the line. All I got to say is, brothers, we got to take care of our sisters. Brothers, y'all hear me? We got to take care and we got to hold the line for our sisters, for our mothers, for our wives, and hold the line for those of us who have been incarcerated wrongfully, and holding the line in the dungeon. And so, like I say, we just got to hold the line, because, like I say, a lot of us say we jump on a grenade to save our comrades. Well, now it's grenade time, y'all. You know, sometimes it come down to grenade time. Sometimes it come down to feel the lip time. You know, so will be no drip from the lip from me. That's for sure. And Black Power Sister Janae, our beloved worker of all kind of miracles over there in the black diaspora, I would say, because D.C., of D.C., that's the black diaspora right there, you know. So Black Power Sister holding it down, and Black Power to our, like I say, our brothers and sisters that are facing charges, our brothers and sisters that are holding the line because they couldn't get out with the finances. So I'm just saying, hold the line, y'all, and don't give up. Don't give up hope. Like you say, get ready because the change is gonna come. That's why I got that playing in the background. I hope you hear it. We got to make a change. If we keep on doing the same old thing, the same old way, getting the same old results, well, they say that's what you call insanity. Keep banging your head against the wall, thinking it's going to open. Well, let's try the other wall, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So Black Power, keep the faith, and keep those numbers up on Black Power Radio, because you know we need the those black dollars to be rolling in. I'm going to give out two for our brother Biko, $ Black Power Hour. So we can raise those funds for our brother that's incarcerated, and to keep this train rolling, we got $77 Bakers, BAKERS, and there's another one down there in Solomon. What's that? Not Solomon Island, the Pocahontas Island. Pocahontas Island down there with the family. Of the Bakers, very instrumental in Nat Turner time, and don't forget Nat Turner, when it came down to it, got tortured in the end. So let's hold the line and make sure that none of us get taken down. So none of us have to worry about that no more in life. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power.
All right, that was Brother Dynamite Lightning.
Yes, ma'am.
We thank you, my brother. Do we have any other callers who would like to say anything?
Black Power.
Black Power.
New York City.
Black Power, Brother Kalon. How are you?
I'm chilling. How y'all living out there?
646 to 749.
We live a lot tonight. We getting a lot of knowledge and a lot of unity.
I am listening. I am listening and what I've heard.
Stuff coming through.
I just want to comment on the young brother from South Carolina that spoke. He sounded like he got his head straight in the black study. Yeah. He's on point, and I want to congratulate the brother for, you know, stepping up and speaking and letting his mind and his heart show about the black struggle. And we need more young brothers like that, straight like that. And that's the whole fact. We need young brothers and sisters that's on it like that. And I want to give a shout out to the brother Biko. I never personally met him, and I want all my comrades home. I want JP home so we can put this new behavior probation program together so we can get all brothers that have that in and out complex, you know what I'm saying? So they can get the help and, you know, the stuff that they need to get together. So I want to say stay strong to the sister Janae, to the queen Janae, and everybody that's in the D.C. chapter, everybody that's close to the brother. And just keep pushing this agenda, keep pushing this black power forward. And thank y'all for letting me say something. Black power. Peace.
Black power. Good brother Karan say thank you for letting me say something. All right, my brother.
Black power. Black power. We love so much, Ron. I know he'll be rolling with us on Thursday, I believe. We're rolling right up on the land, black power. You're rolling on the land. Damn, everybody on this line gonna be rolling.
That's
my
power.
God damn it, it's about the land, and we about it here. The New Black Panther Party for self-defense. And I want to thank you so much, Karan. We're gonna be in close proximity to everyone on this line to keep it strong for Black Revolution. On my mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Black power.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you, National Field Marshal, for checking in. Black power. Black power.
Black power.
Black New York City.
Black power.
Some call it New York City, but at least it gives you some options. Black power, we're rocking here, 864 and 340. You're live. You have to be live on Black Power Radio. Black power.
Black power. Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power.
Black power.
I just wanted to state that even as we as you know, revolutionaries, because I still feel like, you know, in my own opinion, that we are still working on what the true definition is of being revolutionary here in America. You know what I'm saying? Until we fully kick that crap up ass, you understand, we are still in the making. So I would say, you understand that in 2021, so one of the most revolutionary things that we can do is have an African.
Can somebody mute their mic?
Have an African center or an African worldview on our approach in life. And some of the most revolutionary things that we can do, because I can hear some brothers, and sometimes you can gaze in some conversation really getting into tactics. We may talk about how we can get down and kick the cracker ass and talk about all the guns, but at the end of the day, guess what? Cracker steel is holding our food supply. So when we, and we can talk about what we can do inside organizations, of course, but I as an individual, I as a man, I as a revolutionary, those are some of the things that I should be doing, you understand, and even being able to bring that to my home and have my home bring the same back to me. It's going to kick back things that, or I'm going to say, it's going to cause you to question what your current psyche is. And a lot of us have been trained inside white power. You understand? Even more so, even when we, you know, just being honest, even when we are backing out, and I've met so many brothers and sisters that might scream black power, but then we wind up doing some very white stuff. And I think the honesty in that is that, hey, we all have been deeply educated. We've been deeply programmed systematically by this European. You understand? And one of the most revolutionary things that we can do is just keep it simple. Just one thing that I see within you guys. You guys keep it consistent. You guys keep it organic. You keep it constant. You understand? You keep it pushing. That's one of the most important things that we can bring back to our families families will bring the same back to us. You understand? And whenever it doesn't happen, you understand, we have to understand that even with our black families, there are times that we have to separate. You understand? Because there are some of our black families, regardless of how much we say black, this is black, they are never going to relinquish their white, you know, white form of thinking. So when it comes down to, in my opinion, really getting down to the work, we're going to have to really create a true warrior, a true African warrior. You understand? We may say we're an African warrior, but we still got to go buy the crack of gun. We still got to go get ammunition from the crack. You understand? We still waiting on the crack of the feeder. So I think these conversations are very important, and this is the right place to have these conversations. Every time I come here, you guys are always having the higher level of conversation, pushing the envelope to allow black power to evolve. You understand? Because it's a constant thing that we're looking to make better as it was yesterday. And I think, you know, what better place to start within ourselves, within our family, and just keeping it up, man. So salute to you all. I feel like one thing that we all as revolutionaries can be doing, like listening to shows such as these, making it a normal, you know what I'm saying, where my family and I are riding on the road, that we can listen to this and share in the concept after we hang up the phone here, my family and I, this is the worldview. This is the African worldview we have to now pick up, and we got to kill that crackers worldview that we've had and we've groomed, and whether it be the white Jesus, the white this, or whatever, we taking it and we try to coddle it. We try to take care of it. We got to cut it. We got to cut it. Big mama got to cut it. Baby got to cut it. You understand? It's very important. So, you know, salute to everybody on the line doing the work. Salute to all of you. You understand? Because you all do the work. Much love and power to you. As you do work for yourselves, your own bloodline, your own family, you understand, and also doing the work for the collective. We appreciate you. Love
Black
you.
Power. Yeah.
Black
what's
power.
Your name, brother? What's your name?
Iquani.
Okay, thank you for sharing.
What city are you in, 864? What city are you in?
I'm in Columbia, brother. I'm in Columbia.
Okay. In South Carolina, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, respect.
Black power.
You called us at least before. You said it's Brother Kwame?
Black power.
Kwame? Black power. Thank you for sharing with us. And there's a certain amount of light with that. And I want you to stick with us because we're going on the land and we're going to give you an update. And we did hold your number and we're going to call you and give you that update directly and see what we can do. Team up and make some of these townships developments for black townships outside of whatever else is going on. We want to make up some townships. I am an engineer. I build roads, asphalt. I do concrete. I'm a foundation specialist. We can build a small township without a whole lot of effort. We just have to have the self-determination to step out there and do it. So we appreciate you so much for calling tonight. And it will not be the last time, beloved.
Yes, sir.
Recognize
thank you.
But you will definitely see us and hear from us again. Black power.
Black power.
Black power. So thank you, man. We're back to Sister Sparkle. Black power. Okay. She may have stepped away for a second. I don't think she dropped. It doesn't look like she may have dropped. But on that strength, we're on the move, brother and sister. We are the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. We've been growing. I've been in and up and around the work for there about 22 years now. And it's just so much that has been accomplished as far as building a network across the nation. And again, building this leadership. We have had our first national election. And with Black Sisters Sparkle, Black Power.
Black Power, I'm so glad and grateful for everybody that came out tonight. And I wanted to know if anybody else wanted to share anything or ask any questions. Do we have any more callers on the line?
because I don't want to miss anybody.
But if you've heard from all the rest, beloved Sparkle, now it's time that you hear from the best. And the best in the West. We've got us some Philadelphia via Oaktown. We busting out with some Fred is out there on that West Coast. And as always, he comes in and sums it up, and he drops it like it's hot. Black Power to 707-805. Fred is Fred, you're black on Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Good evening, ladies, and thank you for coming on the air today, and I enjoyed the show tonight. My man, Ospa, is my main man, and I'm going to tell you, anybody mess with him, they got to mess with us. And like I said, we are the new Black Panther. We're not the old. We are the new, because we're going to save justice for us, not nobody else. And like I said, justice for us. It's for all black people. And like I said, anybody else, I don't worry about it. Because like I said, Ospa, we're going to go all the way up to the top, Ospa. And then like I said, it's all good. And I'll see y'all tomorrow night on same back channel, Black Power Radio.
Thank you
That's
so much, Fred. Thank you so much. And I just want to say, if you want to do if you want to sponsor an ad on Block Talk Radio, please do give us a call at area code 202-553-8899. If you want to make a donation for the free BECO as far as purchasing a T-shirt, give us a call at the same number, 202-553-8899. Thank you. Anyone have any questions? Well, it seems like everybody got quiet. The line is quiet now.
It may have quieted out. Women, somebody popped all in. Right. Red, black light and always got some accentuation. There he comes, pushing his hand.
Yeah.
And what's that question, Black Light, Black Power?
As far as, do we have a new recruitment number and or email? That we can start
reading now. He's giving it all up, Black Power.
Right. Black Power.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Sparkle. I'm sure you're the one with the information.
Sure.
Put
it, well,
put a numerical.
Brother Karan's number, but I can give you mine.
Repeat everything.
My number
again.
Is 202.
Make sure you include $77 Baker for all donations. What you want to do is give anything to help keep Black Power Radio live, because we are live, and this live costs money. That's real talk. You can go in the archive and play it back or black, but Sister Sparks is going to give you all the numericals once again and put in there, you know, black the Black Power Hour and the $77, and drop it like a top from Sister Sparkle, Black Power.
Black Power, yes. If you want to make a donation to keep Blog Talk Radio on, Black Power Radio, you can make a donation at 77 Bakers. That is 77 Bakers on Cash App. If you want to make a donation for the T-shirts, you would use the same Cash App, $77Bakers. Thank you so much. And if you want to join the new Black Panther Party, then that would be Brother Karan. You'll reach out to him. And I'm quite sure, is Brother Karan still on the line? Well, just for now, you can reach out to 202-553.
Yes.
Okay, there he is.
646.
You can give everybody the number if they want to join the new Black Panther Party.
All right.
They can give you the number, please. Thank you.
646, area code 789-9586, and if you want to send it to the email, it is NBPP, National Field Marshal, DEPT at gmail.com. I'm going to say that two more times, both of them. Phone number is 646-789-9586,
And the email is N like new, B like black, P like panther, and P like party. National Field Marshal, DEPT, short for department, at gmail.com. Again, the phone number is 646-789-9586. And one more time for the email, NBPP, National Field Marshal, DEPT, short for department, at gmail.com. Black Power.
Black Power, thank you, National Field Marshal. I have duped one recruit that Sister Desiree has, and I'm going to forward that information to you. Black Power.
That's Black Power, Queen. Black
Power. Keep it smoking, and I mean, keep it black and strong. By all means, keep it revolutionary. If anybody asks you anything about something you've seen or heard, you know we said it all tonight. If we say anything else, we know that our beloved brother, Marvin Gaye, did it best. Assalamu alaikum and black power.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together. We're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
When you fight for your rights and you stand, watch out for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand.
Yes, Mando, COINTELPRO. Don't he open any letters, hit this with the COINTELPRO.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not at, just whips complain. Started didn't fight, just a strip to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder.
Killed off our leaders with a fucking respect. Violence need to be the only thing you respect.
I watch new scripts today. America'd always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs. Some mothers and the kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a soda. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a soda. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a sodder. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a sodder. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because
you created these conditions.
Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on the spoons with the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state.
Whoa, run, go inside a run.
Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell.
Fred Hampton, in the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with the CIA. Did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines, but
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, playing whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We all
already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna sign and touch us on the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Rip the chains, rip the chains, the American way, slaves, rip the chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Rip the chains, rip the chains, the American way, slaves, rip the chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
nation.
I swear I do.
Mm-hmm. Ever since you went away, I ain't been doing nothing but
thinking
with my head in my hand. Been away from me so long, and I just don't think I can carry on. So I start
drinking,
each and every night. Oh, trying to get along.
My mama own planet with a huge yard. Ooh, Lord, save me. do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby, is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to tow the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I took the wall. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Time we found love.
Don't go and talk about my father.